Who do we wait for? Everybody says it's going to be here? Melachim Aleph Perek Ches Pasuk Chavdeis. The Pasuk says that Shlomo HaMelech was kneeling. The Pasuk will continue to say that he was kneeling on the floor of the Azara. Vayifas Kapav HaShemayim. When he was Mispala, that was the position that he was in. This was a common practice in the days of Tanakh to be Mispala with Priestess Kapayim. The Vilna Gaon in his commentary on Yeshaya comments on the Pasuk Vafaristim Kapechem. So he says that the pasuk includes two types of priests' kapai. One is for duchening. The Gemara says puncha argus on nefesh says kapo based on that pasuk. For ischem kapechem when you duchen yidechem domim aleu. So that means one not duchen because the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not going to listen to the duchen. And also for ischem kapechem means to spread out the hands to daven. The Vilna Gaon says there are two different types of priests' kapai. The kohanim duchen so they hold the hands like this, and when a person davens the Rebbeinu Shlomo holds his hands like this. He explains what the difference is, that the kohenim who are duchening is as if they're giving a matana. So when a person is giving a matana, he gives a mashal from the opening mishnah in Masechah Shabbos. If you have the balabayis is bifneim and the ani is bachutz, and the balabayis gives something to the ani. So the ani omer al pesach stands like this. He wants a handout. He wants a food. Or he wants money. And the balabayis is putting some money or some food into his hand. So the balabayis is giving holds like this. And the ani who's receiving calls like that. So when a person is davening, he's asking the Baruch Shalom, give me this, give me that, give me the other thing, give me good health, give me parnasa, give me children. So he holds his hands out like this. And when the kohenim are duchening, they're acting, the form in which they duchen is if they're giving a matana. So they do pieces kapayim like that. Rabbi Kivega on Arachayim, on Hilchos Tefillah, quotes the Achrayim who raised the question when the Tanoim introduced the takonin that we should daven Shmoneh Esrei. They introduced that it should be Bamida and you stand with your feet together. Why didn't he introduce this form of Tefillah? We should kneel on the floor like Shlomo HaMelech did. We should hold our hands up like this. So he quotes Achrayim and say that this form of prayer was adopted by the Yovdei Avodah Zarah, by the Christians. The Tanaim who introduced the Tefillah probably preceded the Christians, but there must have been other Yovdei Avodah Zarah who adopted those forms of Tefillah. Those positions, b'shas tefillah, kneeling and holding hands out like that. So that's why the Tanaim decided, Adan Shekhtan Sagdol, whoever, that's why they decided against that. But this clearly was the practice in the days of the Tanakh. That's where they used to daven. Shlomo HaMelech just completed the building of the Beis HaMikdash. He praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Ein Kamocha Elokim B'Shamayim Mimal V'Al Horetz Mitoch Hashem Arbis V'Chesed. Then he says, I don't really understand. What are you really dwelling on the earth? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. He can't fit into the sky and the earth. I don't understand. Yes, the kasha. He doesn't understand. What did I build? The Rosh Hashanah commanded him to build a Beis HaMikdash and he did it, but he says he doesn't understand what it's all about. And then he continues to talk and it looks as if he never gives an answer to the question. He just posed the question without giving an answer. Rav Soloveitchik suggested that perhaps this is the answer for Nisa Tfilas Avdecha. Maybe that's the answer from the perspective of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is infinite, and it doesn't make sense that he should have a home, that we should house him in the home. But maybe from the perspective of a human being, we have to have a place which we designate as Beis Hashem, so that we should feel that we can become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I live in Yerushalayim, so I go down the block and I walk into the Beis Hashem and I offer my prayers to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Or when something is, when I have problems, I'll bring a korban. The Gemara says when Chani Amago, when they needed rain, so Chani Amago lived in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. He walked into the Beis HaMikdash, he put a korban and then he offered the prayer. So the bringing of the korbanos is for the purpose of enhancing the davening. So maybe that's the Hemshech HaPsukim over here, Shlomo HaMelech. Poses the question, what did I do? So then he continues to say, for the purpose of tefillah. A long arichas for the purpose means from mitzidena, from the perspective of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it doesn't make any sense. He doesn't need a home. The home can't contain him. He's infinite. But we need a location from our perspective. We need a location and we should be able to declare as a label, as Beis Hashem, so we should have a feeling of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The expression that Shlomo HaMelech uses is Shmoel Harino Ve'al HaTfilo. So the Gemara, the Medrash, has a long arichas over here, quoting from the Sifrei, quoting from Gemaras, that expression has the connotation of Yakdem Adam Shvocho Shalakodesh Brocha Vachakach Yispalo, that the essence of the tefillah really is Vakosh Asterach, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of all of our needs. And Shlomo HaMelech talks, if there's going to be a war with the enemy, if it's not, there won't be any rain. Rov Kiyabor, it's going to be a famine. If it's going to be a sichsach between one person and another, and then Rashi quotes an interpretation from the Medrash that if there'll be a sichsach between a husband and a wife, so they come to the Beis HaMikdash. Whenever there's any great tzorach, so the person feels a need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is in control of the whole world, Bakoshet Tzorachim, so they should first be magdim the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'achakach yispalo. Rav Soloveitchik has an essay about this also, that by the Obdi Avodah Zorah, they consider prayer Shevach. They pray, they pile on praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haluka, haluka, everything is praising, praising, praising. By us, we feel that we can't really praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we only feel out of Derech Eretz, we have to introduce our prayer with Shevach, but that's not really the essence of prayer. The essence of prayer is really the middle part of the davening, the Bakoshes Terochim. Derech Eretz dictates that you have to introduce the Bakoshes with a Shevach, and you have to conclude. You have to have an introduction, you have to have a conclusion. So the introduction is Shevach and the conclusion is Hadoya, but that's not really the essence of the Tefillah. The essence of the Tefillah is really the middle part. And even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when we leave out all of the Bakoshes Terochim in the middle, and you just have Shevach in the middle also, so Rav Moshe Feinstein poses the question in his Tshuvas, how are we yotze the mitzvah of Tefillah? The Rambam writes that there's an obligation to daven menator once a day, every day. So if the essence of Tefillah really is Bakoshes Terochim, and you left out all of Bakoshes Terochim in the middle on Shabbos, so you're not yotze the mitzvah deraisa of Tefillah. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, no, you always have to look in the concluding paragraph of the middle bracha. The concluding paragraph has a Bakoshes Terochim. Okay, we say no. Instead of Bakoshes Terochim for Gashmi Yizdikat Terochim, we speak about Bakoshes Terochim for Ruchni Yizdikat Terochim. And the same is true by Malchus and Zechonis and Shofis. Each one of them has each one of these brachas concludes on Kein Kosein Abalecha Kol Ha'on Kula B'Chvaydecha Zechonim Zikaron Tabulafanecha and so on. The concluding paragraph of Malchus and Shofis also have the Bakoshes Terochim. So that's really the essence of all of the tefillah. So the Gemara in Brochus has this commenting on this phrase, L'shmael ha-rina ve'la tefila. Rina means the Shevach and tefila means the Bakosha. And then the Medrash has it, leave out that phrase. Look at the whole structure of the way Shlomo HaMelech offers his prayer. First he praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shevach, Shevach, Shevach. And then he goes into Bakosha. V'ata tishma shamayim yasi, so listen, v'ata tishma, he repeats v'ata tishma shamayim, the whole middle part is Bakosha. So Shlomo HaMelech's tefila starts off with Shevach and ends off with Shevach. That's the lotion that the Sifrei have, the Yalkut Shemani quotes. It's Pasech b'Shevach, Choysim b'Shevach, and then in the middle is the Bakosha Sarochim. That's the essence of the Tfilo. People make a mistake. They think that the essence of the Beis HaMikdash is a Mokum v'Hakrovus HaKarbonus. That's one point. And another aspect is Kibesei Beis Tfilo Yikar Yilchol HaAmim. That's the main aspect that Shlomo HaMelech brings out, is that the Beis HaMikdash is a Mokum Tfilo. Amakum Tfila, both in the sense that we should go to the Beis HaMikdash, even Boha Nochri, even non-Jews should come to the Beis HaMikdash and pray. We don't allow a non-Jew to come to the Beis HaMikdash and to pray to Yoshke. If they're going to pray to the God of the Jewish people, we would permit them. So the Beis HaMikdash not only is a Beis Tfila to come to the Beis HaMikdash and pray there in the Beis HaMikdash for Jews and non-Jews as well, but it says also, Ispala Alecha Derech U'Irazos, those who live in outside of Yerushalayim should face Yerushalayim. Those who live outside of Eretz Yisrael should face Eretz Yisrael. Those who live in Yerushalayim should face the Beis HaMikdash. He says three times, Yisbala Alecha Derech HaBayis HaZeh, Yisbala Alecha Derech HaIr HaZeh, Yisbala Alecha Derech HaOretz HaZeh. So the Gemara Bracha says that one who lives in Chutz Lod should face Eretz Yisrael. One who lives in Eretz Yisrael should face Yerushalayim. One who lives in Yerushalayim should face the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that you look in the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, the Rambam seems to write the development, the historical development of tefillah. So he writes, Min HaTorah, one is obligated to daven once a day, every day. And then with the Rabbanon, they instituted three times a day, Shachris Bin Chamar, sometimes four times a day, sometimes five times a day, Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur. And then the Nusach HaTefillah was introduced with the Rabbanon. So when the Rambam writes, first people would speak in any language that they spoke, and then Asher Knesset Gedolah instituted a specific Nusach. So when the Rambam writes the description of what the tefillah deraisa used to be, he puts in Noach HaMikdash. It sounds from the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchas Tefillah that facing the Beis HaMikdash is a din deraisa. Then later in the middle of Hilchas Tefillah he repeats it again. It sounds again. He says, we daven facing the Beis HaMikdash, and this was the practice from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Sounds again. This was the practice of Moshe Rabbeinu. Sounds like it was a din deraisa, not a din derabbanan. Yeah, Shlomo HaMelech says, "Espal alecha derech habayis hazeh." Where does it say in the Chumash that you have to daven Noach HaMikdash? Where was the pasuk in Chumash? Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe it's the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that says "L'shichnei sidrushu uvas hashama." The Sifrei interprets "L'shichnei sidrushu." You should be drosh al pinavi. You should search out where to build the Beis HaMikdash. But it could be that one can interpret the pasuk an additional level of interpretation. Maybe the following pshat is really the pshutos on mikra, and what the Tanaim said is an additional drosha. Maybe tidrusha means lidrash means to daven. The sheikh no sidrushu, you should daven facing the Beis HaMikdash. So this Rav Soloveitchik suggests maybe that pasuk is the mocker for this din deraisa. According to the Rambam, who seems to write that Noach HaMikdash is really a din deraisa. Rashi has a famous comment here on Malachim, on pasuk Mem Gimel. That he has on Chumash Bereishis as well, that when a Nochri prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Ribbono Shel Olam better answer his prayers, Kocholo Sheyikra Elecha HaNochri, whatever he asks for, even if he doesn't deserve. If the Jewish people pray, so the Ribbono Shel Olam should only grant them what they deserve. If they don't deserve, he doesn't have to grant. Because the Jewish people have faith in God, and we know if the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't grant it, so we understand that he decided that we don't deserve it. And the Nochri will not have faith. The Nochri knows he tried out so many different Avodah Zorahs, and he sees all the Avodah Zorahs are in Behem Mamish. So he's going to come to the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to pray, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to grant his request. He'll say, this religion is also in Behem Mamish. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech, that's where Rashi quotes from the Chazal, from the Medrash. So Shlomo HaMelech says, whatever he asks for, give in, because it'll be a Chilul Hashem otherwise. Shlomo HaMelech emphasizes that another additional aspect of the Beis HaMikdash is Ki ata hivdaltam l'chol anachlo mikol amei ha'oretz kashet bibarta biyad Moshe avdecha v'hotziachas haviseinim mitzrayim Hashem alakim. That the Jewish people are the Yam HaNivchor. This is an Iker in our Emuna. The Rambam lists up the 13 Ikori HaEmuna. They're not really an exhaustive list of Ikori HaEmuna. We believe that Am Yisrael is the Yam HaNivchor is also an Iker in Emuna. The Rambam didn't list it. The Ramban HaChumash writes that we believe that Ein Mazal Yisrael, that the history of the Jewish people is L'mayla Ben HaTeva, and the Ramban insists that this is an Iker and Emunah. Whoever doesn't believe is missing. It says in Tanakh all over the place. So there's a lot of Ikori HaEmunah that the Rambam didn't include in his list. It's a question, why did the Rambam pick on these 13? What's the Tzad HaShavim? It's not an exhaustive list. So there is an Iker and Emunah that Bnei Yisrael are the Am HaNivchor, and one of the Hechachas that we are the Am HaNivchor is the fact that we have the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in Bamei Madlikin, in the Sugya of Chanukah, that the Ner Maravid used to put in the same amount of oil that they put in the other cups of the Menorah, and there really wasn't that much oil. It was just enough to light the whole Leilei Tevis Aruchim. There was enough oil to burn all night long, so most of the Neiris went out after the morning came, and then Maravi would be Dalek all day long. What was the miracle? What was the purpose of the miracle? To indicate that Shechina Shor Yisrael, that Bnei Yisrael are the Yam HaNivchar. So one of the aspects of why did the Ribbono Shel Olam choose to be Mashur Shechinas in the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael by the Jewish people? He could have chosen New York City, could have chosen London, could have chosen Paris. The answer is an additional aspect of the Beis HaMikdash, Makam HaKrovos HaKarbonos and Makam HaTfilah, so on and so forth. But another aspect is to demonstrate that the Bnei Yisrael are the Yam HaNivcha. If the Nochrim want to come to daven in the Beis HaMikdash, he welcomes all of our Nochri to come gesuntay to daven in the Beis HaMikdash, but they have to recognize that Bnei Yisrael are the Yam HaNivcha. And I can recognize that we shouldn't let them daven in the Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk Nun Dalet, Vayikachalo Shlomo lehispalel al Hashem is kol haTfilah v'Hatchina Hazos. Kom lefnei Mizbach Hashem mekroy al Pirko v'Chapov Pusas Hashemaim. Whole time he had his hand stretched out like this, and the whole time he was kneeling on the floor. So the Gemara Brocha says that when a normal person, when a regular private individual davens, You should be Korea, Ba'ovas Tchila Basof, and Bahidua Tchila Basof. Mogen Avram, the beginning and the end of the Bracha Mogen Avram, and Moedim Tchila Basof, beginning of Moedim, and Hatov Shimcha, L'chon Oel HaHodis. When a Melech, the Alan Shman Esher, he has to be, Melech is the top man, and Klal Yisrael gets the highest salary. Everybody's Korea Mishtachvet to the Melech, so his Kovet and Gedula can go to his head. So the Tanoim require that Anshek Nesak Dol required when a Melech Damas, he should be Korea in the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei till the end. And they derive it from this pasuk that it says, "Kachal Shlomo v'spal al Hashem is kol haTfila." When he finished the whole Tfila, then kol lefnei Hashem mikorei al Birkov, implying the whole time he was korei al Birkov. That's how the Gemara points out. He speaks about Shlomo Melch speaks about the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with the Jewish people. The Jewish people are the Am HaNivchar, and he made a bris that he's going to listen to our Tfilas. The Rebbe Shlomo listens to Shemei Tfilas. He listens to the prayers of all of the people, but he never made a bris with the Yom HaSoylem. He made a bris with the Bnei Yisrael as a nation that the Tzorcha HaTzibah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mukhiv to take care of. He never made a bris with the individuals, but he made a bris with the Klal Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik was pointed out that there's a stira, there's an apparent stira between the comments that the Gemara has on the Pesukim Vayis Chanan El Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu Davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, Eloshen Matas Chinam. He prays Ka'oni Ha'imed Ba'Pesach like a poor man who's asking for a handout from Matnas Chinam. And then you have Aichal Moshe's Pnei Hashem Alakov by the Chet Ha'egel. So Moshe Rabbeinu Aichal, he was demanding of the Rabbanu Shalom that he had, demanding. And the Gemara says he grabbed the Rabbanu Shalom Kevayachal by his lapel. He grabbed him and he was choking the Rabbanu Shalom. You have to give in. It's the Chastira. Here it says that when he prays Loshen Matnas Chinam, a meek prayer, begging and pleading. And there he's demanding. So Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe the Torah says that here is asking for his own needs, Tzorchei HaYochid, and there he's asking for the Tzorachim of Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom made a bris with the Klal Yisrael. So he has to live up to his half of the deal. The bris means he's always going to take care of our needs, even if you don't deserve it. So we lived up to half of the deal, even if you don't deserve it. The bris was he's going to take care of our needs even if we don't deserve. So Moshe Rabbeinu has a right to grab his lapel and demand. Masheni came by Eschanan al Hashem, is asking for himself. So even though he's an unusual tzaddik, but still, the Rebbeinu Shlom never made a bris with any yechidim. The bris was only with the tzibur. So that's why he has no right to demand. He only has a right to plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe that's why there's a difference between the Tfilas HaYochid and the Tfilas HaTzibur, that the Tfilas HaYochid is Balachash. When a person davens Balachash, he's pleading and begging. When the Chazan davens Bekol Rom, so he's demanding of the Rav Shlom. You listen to different people daven for Anomid from different parts of Europe, so they have different minhagim. So some people, when they'll say Chazar Sashatz, they'll offer the Tfilah in a crying tone of voice, in a whining voice, in a begging voice. And most people, when they daven Chazar Sashatz, will offer the prayer in a demanding voice, in a harsher voice, not just Bekol Rom in a demanding voice. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik thought that the minute to daven Bekol Rom in a demanding voice is because when the Chazan davens, that's not the Yochid davening, that's a Tfilas HaTzibur. He's davening on behalf of the whole Tzibur. He has a right to demand of the Rebbeinu Shlom because the Rebbeinu Shlom made a bris with the Tzibur. Shlomo HaMelech refers to that bris. When they come to daven, when the Nochri comes, he has a koyach hatfilah, and Rebbeinu Shalom should listen to his prayers also. But as far as Bnei Yisrael is concerned, he has to listen to our prayers. He made a deal with us, he made a bris. He's mechuyev to. Rav Soloveitchik once said a possibility that in Shulchan Aruch they point out that Rashi in the end of Parshas, the end of Parshas Bishalach, when it has about Amalek. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel that they should be matzliach in the war. And then it says, "Ar v'chur tam chviyod and mizeachod and mizeachod." So, why did they have two people standing on either side of Moshe Rabbeinu? So the pasuk pshat in the chumash is because they had to hold up his hands. He was so tired from holding his hands up at tefillah the whole day, so he needed two people to hold up his hands. So I think Rashi quotes from the Mechilta another reason, it's not lefi pshuta. Rashi quotes in the Mechilta Mikan, "Shetaina tzibur tzorach shloisha." On a tiny tzibur, you have to have three people davening. And Shulchan Aruch quotes that on Yom Kippur is a tiny sibah, so you have to have two people standing next to the chazan, one to the right and one to the left. Magen Avraham says we only do that by ne'ilah. He says that by kol nidreis hataras and dorm. That's why you have a bezna of three. And then he says ma'ariv and shachris and musaf and mincha that you daven every day. That's nothing unique to the tiny sibur. But he said by nila that's a tefillah that's unique to the tiny sibur. So then we observe that din at the tiny sibur tzav shlosha. So the Magen Avraham says we observe it by nila. Who observes it by nila? Because we leave the Aron Kodesh open, so everybody's standing the whole time. So half of the people are standing next to the chas. That's what the Magen Avraham claims. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe the idea of a tiny sibur tzav shlosha is we put together a bezdin and we demand of the Rebbeinu Shlomo has to give in to the tzorche hatzibur. But tiny sibur means that the tzibur has some kind of a tzorach. He suggested maybe that's the pshat, the Gemara in Brochus in the end of Perek Ein Oimdin. On Lamed Aleph and Beis, the Gemara tells the story that Rabbi Gamliel's son took sick and he sent Shnei Talmid HaChachamim to Rabbi Hanina Mendoza that they should pray for the baby, he should get better. And then the baby got better exactly at the time that he was davening. So why did he send Shnei Talmid HaChachamim? Kashaf HaMaisa, why did he send two? So Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe he sent two to be mitztarf in Rabbi Hanina Mendoza to make a bezdin that they should demand of their Ban Shlom. I destach HaYochid, that's his little baby is sick. Yeah, but he's the chief rabbi. So if his baby is sick, he won't be able to function. He functions for the whole Klal Yisrael. So maybe the needs of the chief rabbi, maybe the needs of the Lassi, like Rabbi Gamliel, have the status like the needs of Klal Yisrael. Shlomo HaMelech praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem Shanos Menucha L'Am Yisrael, and Pasuk Nun Vov, Kuchol HaShadibar, L'Nofel Dov, Mikol Called. What is he mentioning about Shanos the Menucha L'Am Yisrael? We sing this on Shabbos. We speak about the Menucha of Shabbos. He's not talking about Shabbos. What is he referring to? So the Malbim interprets on Pasuk Nenvov that is referring to the fact that there was peace in Eretz Yisrael. That the obligation, the mitzvah to build the Beis Hamikdash only sets in when it's peaceful in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in the second parak points that out. The Gimel mitzvah since Tabi Yisrael b'chnisosim la'oretz. The first is Lahamid Lahamelech, to establish a Jewish government and all of Eretz Yisrael, then Lahach Rizar Shalom Olek, and then Livnas Lahem Beis HaBchira. So the Gemara learns it out from Sukkim, the Seder of the Asiyas Gimel Mitzvah Seilu. The Gemara learns that, how do you know that first you have to wipe out Amolek, and then you have, only then do you have the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, because that's where the Pasuk says in Chumash, V'hoyoki yanech Hashem lakech lachom mikol levech misoveh ba'oretz. When it'll be peaceful in Eretz Yisrael, then you have to build the Beis HaMikdash. But before it's peaceful in Eretz Yisrael, then you don't have the mitzvah. So that's what the Malbim interprets. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Baruch HaShem Shanasu Menucha L'Am Yisrael. It's peaceful in Eretz Yisrael. That's why I have the obligation to build the Beis HaMikdash. Right after Melchemet Sheshet Hayamim, there was a big excitement that they got the Mokum HaMikdash, they got the Har Bayis. So many Rabbanim were tumbling them. We have an obligation to do something to make a Mizbech, to bring Karbanis and so on. So then Rav Soloveitchik said, noch nicht. He said that we shouldn't rush to build the Beis HaMikdash. He said, it's still not peaceful. They were talking already right away about what they're going to have to give back to make sure that the Arabs don't... It was a smashing success in the war, but still it wasn't yet the Madrega of Shanas Menucha L'Am Yisrael. The Pasuk describes Shlomo HaMelech as doing something and it's very unclear what he did. Pasuk Samach Dala Bayom Hu Kidosh HaMelech Estoch HaChatzor Shel Lefnei Beis Hashem Asher Asa Shom Esoelo V'Samincha V'Schel V'Yashlam Ki Mizbach HaNachosh Shel Lefnei Hashem Kot Mehochel Esoelo V'Samincha V'Schel V'Yashlam. The Mizbech was too small, so he had to be Mekadosh the whole Azorah. What does it mean? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara that there's a Machlekes HaTanoim, Machlekes Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yossi, what was going on? So Rabbi Yudah's opinion is Kiddush is Ritzpus Hazar B'Kedushas HaMizbech L'Hakter Ala Ritzpah. Here it says Vachem Dafnu Tes. Rabbi Yudah holds that you can be Makter Akorban anywhere on the floor in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara has a discussion, even according to Rabbi Yudah. I didn't look up the Gemara, but I seem to remember vaguely. I think the Gemara, even according to Rabbi Yudah, but there are special dinim that apply only on the Mizbech. You don't say the whole floor of the Azara has the same status as the Mizbech. For example, there's a perik in Zvachim HaMizbech Mekadesh. If you put Pasul HaKarbonis on the Mizbeach, so the din is Imala Lo Yerdu. So I think the Gemara says that only applies on the actual Mizbeach, and I think it applies on the whole Ritzpah Azar. I think Rabbi Yud only holds that the Kiddush is HaChotzer Shelefnei Hashem is a Mokum HaKtorah, but it's still not exactly the same as a Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi, what motivated Shlomo HaMelech to be Mekadesh the whole Ritzpah Azar as a Mokum HaKtorah? So it says, because, Ki Mizbach HaNechoshes, the old Mizbech, cut mehoch lesoil of samilcha. He brought so many korbanos. Remember once on Shmini Atzeres, I davened in Broye, so one of the butchers was davening there. So he came over to me and he says, Rabbi, he says, I used to go to the slaughterhouse. It's not physically possible to shecht 120,000 behemoths in one day. How is that possible? I don't know, that's what it says. More than that, 120,000 was one kind. Then there was the numbers are astronomical over here. 22,000 and 120,000. How is it? I don't know. So here the pasuk says, Rabbi Yudah says, Pshat in the pasuk is the mizbech was simply too tiny, and he had to be mekadosh the whole ritzpas azar in order to be makdir the korbanos on the floor. Amalar Rabbi Yosi says Rabbi Yosi disagrees and it's not true. So what is it? So how do you translate the words of the pasuk? Kiddush Hamelach Estech Achatz Shelofnei Beis Hashem. So Rabbi Yosi interprets what it means. Mekayim Av Kiddush Hamelach Estech Achatz Shekova Bo Mizbeach Shel Avonim Mechubar Bo Ritzbo. That there's a difference between the Mizbach HaOyla, that's the Mizbeach HaChitzan, and the Mizbach HaKtoris, that's the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is not Mechubar LeKarka, it's Dina Kekli. And the Mizbeach HaChitzan is Mechubar LeKarka, it's Dina KeBinyan. There are differences between Binyan and Kli. There's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnayos in the end of Menachos, the Gemara quotes to the beginning of Sukkah. We're used to thinking of an amah bashisha tvochim. Six tvochim, one after the other, that's an amah. So one Tana says in the Mishnah, I don't remember if we passed like this. One Tana says, machlokes on there, Rebuta. One Tana says that an amah shel kelim is only bas chamisha tvochim, and amah shel binyan is bashisha tvochim. The other Tana disagrees, every amah in Chumash is Amah Bashisha Tvach. One Tana says no, that Amah Shal Kelim is 5 Tvachim and Amah Shal Binyan is 6 Tvachim. And the Mishnah distinguishes that the Mizbeach HaPnimi was a Kli, and when the measurements are given for the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Amah that they're using is an Amah of 5 Tvachim. Masheni came, the Mizbeach HaChitzim was Mechuba LaKarka, Mechuba Beritzbo, so that had the Din of a Binyan, so that's Dinu Kibinyan, so that's an Amah Bashisha Tvachim. Several other differences halacha l'maaseh also based on this assumption that there's a major difference that the Mizbeach HaPnimi was a Kli Tolush and the Mizbeach HaChitzim was Mechubel HaKarka. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yosi, how to translate the pasuk. Rabbi Yudah says Kiddush HaMelech Estech HaChotzer, he gave the whole Chotzer a Kedushas Mizbeach with respect to being considered a Mokam HaKtorah. And we don't pass like that, we pass like Rabbi Yosi. It just means Kiddush HaMelech Estech HaChotzer. He attached the Mizbeach to be Mechubel HaKarka so it could function. Pasuk says that when they were celebrating, on that occasion they were celebrating the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash, so all the Jews attended from all over Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Samachay, V'yash Lama Ba'isei Yasachog, they celebrated Sukkot, Kol Yisraelima, Kol Gadol, from the northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael to the southernmost point. Nachal Mitzrayim is the southern border of Eretz Yisrael. That is the famous machlokes. What is Nachal Mitzrayim? The Rashi and Chumash says that Nachal Mitzrayim is the Nile, Nilus. And Avsad Yigoin says that Nachal Mitzrayim is Badi Al-Arish. That's where it's usually assumed on all the maps. When they had the Sinai campaign. So Rabbi Gorin was all excited. He said, Kemat pasakno kishitas Rashi. They were ready to go like Rashi, to go all the way till the Nile. So the Gemara in Hurrius quotes this pasuk. You see, from this pasuk, Kohol Gadol, only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael have the status of Kohol, from the uttermost point to the uttermost point. The Jews who live in Chutz L'Arts are Jewish, they're mechuyav to observe mitzvahs, but they're not considered the full tziruf of Klal Yisrael. The full tziruf of Klal Yisrael only applies to those who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara there in Hurrius, the beginning of Hurrius, says it with respect to the din of Par Halam Dovah Shal Tzibur, that if a private person is Machal Shabbos B'Shoigeg or eats Chametz B'Pesach B'Shoigeg or eats Chele B'Dam B'Shoigeg, he does some Aver Bo'al Anida B'Shoigeg, so he has to bring a Korban Chatos. If a million people violated an Issa, each one has to bring his own Korban Chatos. You can't bring one Korban and have many people miskaper. But what happens if the Roiv HaTzibur, the 51% of Klal Yisrael, violated the Nisa Koris B'Shoigeg because of an incorrect psaka, the Bez Nagorl? Bez Nagorl passed in a certain, you're allowed to turn on lights on Shabbos. So everybody turns on lights. If the chief rabbi says Mutter is Mutter. And then later on, the next chief rabbi backs out, or the same Bez Nagorl backs out. and they say we made a mistake. And it turns out that the Reif HaTzibur is Machal Shabbos, Reit Chayla Vedam, or whatever, because of the incorrect psak of the Bez Nagol. So then the Chumash says, Bez Nagol brings one korban, Parham Dovash HaTzibur, and everybody gets a kapara. So the Gemara says, when you're calculating to determine whether 51% of the Tzibur violated the Averis, so you only count those who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara in Hurriya says it's based on this pasuk, Kohol Godol, Melavoch Hamos, Anach HaMitzrayim. The Kohol, the Tziruf of Klal Yisrael, only applies to those who actually live in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Bechoris and Daf Chav Tes quotes that Gemara to explain other dinim. The Mishnah says in Bechoris there, Daf Chav Tes is talking about Smicha. So the Rambam gives you a description of what Smicha is all about. So he says Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. If the masmich is an Eretz Yisrael and the one is receiving the smicha is an Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam learns Pashab Shat and the Gemara in Sanhedrin that you don't have to give smicha befanav. You don't have to give smicha in the presence of the person. You can send someone a letter and give smicha by telegram. You can give smicha by biksav. It doesn't have to be befanav. But to both parties, the Gemara says both the masmich and the nismach have to both be an Eretz Yisrael. So what kind of a din is that? It's not from the agricultural mitzvahs. It has nothing to do with the farmers. What is it? Mitzvah tliy ba'aretz. Why does smicha only apply in Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam says, based on this Gemara and Horius, we understand why. That the smicha is not that a rabbi gives a private smicha to his Talmud. Every rabbi has smicha, has a right to give private smicha. No such thing as private smicha. The smicha that a private individual gives is b'shem kol Yisrael. That's what the Sridi Yesh has a whole essay. It's not in it's at the end of all the tshuvas, and one of at the end of the fourth volume, I think, he writes about the smicha. So he says, you see from the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Sanhedrin that they used to confer smicha in a public ceremony. Why do you need a public ceremony? Why does everybody have to know? One of the Tanaim gave up his life in order to confer smicha. Why didn't he give private smichas? The Romans went down and know that he gave smicha. Mashallah al Yisrael. So he says, it would appear from the Gemara that smicha has to be given in public. Rav Soloveitchik said, perhaps based on the pasuk, it says in Parshas Pinchas, "Vitzivisa osa li'aneihem," that when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the smicha to Yeshua ben Nun, so he gave it in public. "Vitzivisa osa li'aneihem." Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have the right to give smicha. Moshe Rabbeinu is representing all of Klal Yisrael when he gives the smicha, so you have to give the smicha in public. So that's what the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, Amchoras Daf Chav Tes, that since smicha is really granted by a Talmud Chacham who himself has smicha, as a representative of all the Klal Yisrael, it has to be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. The Iket Siruf of Klal Yisrael is only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Lords. And that's what the Avnei Nezer and his Tshuva, the beginning of the second Chelek Arachayim, starts off at Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, second Chelek of Arachayim, second half of Arachayim. So he has the first two Tshuvas and Avnei Nezer, second Chelek, talk about Emekachin Sachodesh Ela Ba'oretz, Kiddush Achodesh and Ibra Hashanah Kalanam Yidon in Eretz Yisrael. He quotes the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs who writes to say that Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done in Eretz Yisrael because it's done by Klal Yisrael. The Iket Siruf of Klal Yisrael only applies to those who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam doesn't say where does he get this notion. So he says that's like the Rambam wrote in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Choris, Daf Chav Tes, based on this Gemara and Hurriyas, based on this Pasuk. So that's the same explanation for the din of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. That it can only be done in Eretz Yisrael because it has to be done by the whole Klal Yisrael. The Bez Nagarol does it as representing Klal Yisrael. That's where the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and Mitzvah says the Kufnun Gimel, Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah Kviyas Haluach. So the Rambam writes a very striking lashon. He says that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a haftoche that if there would be Chalila Holocaust, not only that there would be survivors, that Klal Yisrael would survive. So the Rambam says if Eretz Yisrael would be wiped out, there would be no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, Chas V'Sholem. That's how it says in the Rambam, in the Hebrew translation. If Chas V'Sholem, one can imagine there wouldn't be any Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, and there would be millions of Jews living in Chutz Loretz, that means that there's no Klal Yisrael. That means that there are survivors, there are millions and millions of survivors, but Klal Yisrael doesn't exist. If one says Klal Yisrael survived, you have to have a group of Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. You have to have 10 Jews, I think you're right, you have to have 10 Jews, a million of Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. So that's all based on this pasuk. The Gemara points out, the Gemara in the beginning of Hurrius points it out from this pasuk. Then the pasuk says that they celebrated Hanukkah's Bayis Rishon, Shivas Yomim, Arba Osa Yom. What does that mean? So the Gemara understands, first they celebrated Eimar and Simcha B'Simcha. So first they celebrated Chanukah Sabayis for 7 days, and immediately following the celebration of Chanukah Habayis, then I celebrated Chag HaSukkos for 7 days. Because you're not supposed to celebrate Chanukah Habayis and Sukkos because Eimei Avin Simcha B'Simcha. And then it says, Bayom HaShmini, HaShmini Atzeres, Shiloh HaSom, he blessed them, they blessed him, and everybody was blessing everybody, and that was the end of the whole celebration. That's how the Gemara understands. Shivas Yamim, Shivas Yamim. 7 days prior to Sukkot, they were eating and drinking and celebrating, and the Gemara says they ate on Yom Kippur. Rashi quotes the Gemara. Nimsu shachle v'shasa b'yom kippur. The Gemara made cotton of tesam and olive. The Gemara says they made a kalvachaymer madach in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. They were only making a mishkan. Mishkan was only of a temporary nature. and they were allowed to be mechalal Shabbos. Shabbos is an Issus Kilo. So certainly over here where they're building the Beis HaMikdash, which is a Beis Olamim of a permanent nature, not just of a temporary nature, like the Mishkan is only temporary, so certainly it's a Kal v'chomer, they're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, because eating on Yom Kippur is less chomer than doing Melacha on Shabbos. So then the Shaila was, were they right or wrong? Was the Kal v'chomer good or no good? So Baskol came out, they started to feel guilty, maybe they did wrong that they ate on Yom Kippur. So Baskol came out, the Gemara says there, Baskol came out from heaven and said, so that's a question, does it mean that Baskol said they did right? Kavachaymer was correct? No, they did wrong, but since they did L'shem Shemaim, so they're going to be forgiven. So that's a pilpul in the Rashash over there. The Rashash is not so convinced that they did right. Maybe the Kavachaymer was wrong. But the Baskol said that they did L'shem Shemaim. We usually assume that they did right. The Gemara has a rule that Doris Misho Lo Yafino. You learn a Kal V'chomer B'din Echad L'Chaveiro only if that's a Din L'Doris and this is a Din L'Doris. So all the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSplan were given Nitnu L'Doresh on Torah. Torah means a Dinim Gadon Doig L'Doris. The Shaila is the Karbonos that they brought in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu for the Chanukah Sanesiyim that they were Mechal Shabbos then when they brought it. The Gemara says it was a Korban Yochid, and here was a Korban Tzibur, and there was a Mishkan, and here was a Beis Olamim, and there it was Shabbos, and here everything over here was stronger, and here it's Yom Kippur. So the Shaila was, those Korbanos were only Hayra Shor. So how can you learn out of Din L'Doris? How can you make a Kal V'chomer? Doris Mishol L'Yalfina. That's the Shaila. Unless we should say that in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu it wasn't Hayra Shor, it was a Din L'Doris, which karbonas to bring and how many days to celebrate and so on, how many karbonas to bring, that's a hayra shor. But the fact that you have to celebrate whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash, maybe that is a din l'dor. That's how the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvot. Ramban at the end of Parshas Nosai, Chumash writes like that, that he thinks that that's one of the Tayrag Mitzvot HaTorah. Whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash, you should celebrate. We haven't built so many Batei Mikdash, but he writes, whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash, there's an obligation to celebrate Man HaTorah. Exactly how do you celebrate? Who should hold the drosh and which chazan should sing and which nigan he should sing and which karbonas he should bring, how many karbonas, that's already details, and that's going to be hayra shor. So that's a shaila. The fact that the Gemara makes a Kal V'chomer, the days of Shlomo HaMelech made a Kal V'chomer from the Mishkan to now, sounds like the karbonas that they brought in the days, sounds like it's like the Ramban says, the karbonas that they brought in the days of the Mishkan were really a din l'doris. Wasn't a hayra shor, the details were hayra shor, but the principle was really a din l'doris. Sounds like the Ramban. Unless you say like the Rashash, that the Kal V'chomer was wrong, and they really, they weren't allowed to eat. And the Baskol said they're going to go to Olam Haba anyway, even though they violated the Isra of eating on Yom Kippur. So that's a question, whether they did right or wrong. In the end of Yecheskel, it says that Lo Asi Lavo, when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, so they'll bring Korbanos, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, through Sukkot, over a half a year. And the Karbanos don't correspond to what it says in Chumash. So the Gemara talks about this. Gemara Menachos talks about it. What's going on over here? So the Gemara has a few suggestions. The Tanoim gave different suggestions. So they accepted the Pshat. Sefer Yecheskel has a lot of problems. Picture Ligna Sefer Yecheskel because Dvar says on the Divrei Torah. So the accepted answer is that those Karbanos that Yecheskel Hanavi is talking about, those are over and above the Tmidim and Musaf. Tmidim and Musaf you have to bring, like it says in the Chumash. And those Karbanos are for Chanukas Habayis. So there's a Malbim there. I didn't have a chance to look it up, but I seem to remember there exists a Malbim towards the end of Yecheskel where he makes a whole calculation. He says that in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they built the Mishkan, they celebrated 7 days, the last 7 days, the last 7 days in Chodesh Adar. And then in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, it was 14 days, he says. The Gemara says that it was Shivas Yom, Shivas Yomim. 7 days they were celebrating Hanukkah Samigdosh, and 7 days they celebrated Sukkot, because they are in Simcha B'Simcha. So I think the Malbim interprets not so. He says they celebrated 14 days. I think he writes when they built the second base on Migdash, they celebrated 21 days. I don't remember if that's a Pasuk or that's a Hashara. And then he makes a whole calculation. Why Lossid Lovin, when we'll build the third base on Migdash, why will we be required to celebrate for 6.5 months? Starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan till after Sukkot. So he makes some calculation why that was 7, why that was 14, why that was 21, and why this has to be 6.5 months. But his whole interpretation is assuming different pshat than the pasuk. The Shivasyam Shivasyam means 7 plus 7 is 14, that they were celebrating Chanukah HaMikdash for 14 days. Shmini Atzeres was Birchas HaMelech. So what does it mean? Gemara says Shmini Atzeres regal b'fnei atzma for Pesach Keshev. So the base is that Gemara says is Birchas HaMelech. Rashi says what's exactly Birchas HaMelech. So the pasuk says that they gave a bracha v'yivarches HaMelech. Everybody gave a bracha to the Melech. They blessed Shlomo HaMelech. The pasuk says before that Shlomo HaMelech gave a bracha to the people. And then the pasuk says later that the people gave a bracha to the melech. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik made a suggestion on one occasion. Maybe that's why the minhag is that we lay in v'zayis habracha on Simchas Torah, because that's the birchas hamelech that we say v'hi b'shur melech. We give a bracha to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu v'hi b'shur melech pasuk pshat is referring to the Baruch Shalom. Baruch Shalom is the melech of Klal Yisrael, or it's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the melech. So they gave a bracha. So we give a bracha. We give a bracha to Moshe Rabbeinu, like they gave a bracha to Shlomo HaMelech by bracha es HaMelech. So we give a bracha to Moshe Rabbeinu by Yibishur HaMelech. It's a question. What does it mean? The Rishonim talk about what does it mean brachas HaMelech. It's problematic. Fascinating learning a little novi. Okay. Thank you.